thank you to our puppeteers this morning. These are brilliant. Give them a big round of applause. Wardens, I think we might need an announcement put onto the screen that there's an unattended baby over here. You know? Oh dear. Mary's not doing too good of a job this morning. But folks, this morning we have been hearing the true gospel message that God is with us, that Jesus came into this world to be our rescuer. And the children were telling us this morning that the king that we serve is the king of all kings. I've got two wise men. Do you want to come up here and join me this morning? Brilliant. Come on up here. Josh, you're brilliant. Good job. You did fantastic this morning. But I'm wondering, what are you wearing on your heads? Crowns. Now, tell me this. What kind of a person, you can turn around and face everybody if you want. Give everybody a wave. Give a wave, okay. What kind of a person might wear a crown on their head? Judah. A king, okay. And what is a king like? How would you know a person was a king? Okay, so wear a crown, and some kings can be very greedy, okay? We read about some greedy kings in the Bible. Yes, Rebecca? They live in a castle. Some live in a castle. Some live in a palace, bigger than my two up, two down. Absolutely, I could never be a king. And if they live in a palace, what do you think they've got lots of? Let's see, yes, Nina? What do you think they've got lots of? Lots of gold and lots of money, and they would be very rich. Do these look like two rich wise men this morning? They do. Okay, well, give them a round of applause. You can go back to your seats. Well, thank you, Josh. Well, in our Christmas story, I'm not going to take very long talking to you this morning at all, guys, but in our Christmas story, we hear of the King of Kings coming to join us as Emmanuel, God with us. But the King of Kings that God sent wasn't rich, didn't have lots of money, didn't join us in a great big palace. Maybe some people actually thought, maybe the wise men went to the palace first of all looking for Jesus, as the Bible tells us. But instead, Jesus was sent to this earth as a gift. Now, I've got a gift here. Now, don't tell Laura, because this is her Christmas present. Okay, this is her gift this year. But who likes gifts, boys and girls? Yeah, is anybody asking for any gifts for Christmas? What are you going to get? Let me see, Josh, what are you going to get for Christmas? A Nintendo Switch? Wow, very fancy. Your mommy and daddy must have lost the gold. Do they? Oh, yes. All right, let's see. Rebecca, what are you getting? A crochet set and an air-up water bottle. What about over here, anybody? Rebecca or Emma, what are you going to get for Christmas? Some Polly Pockets. Very good. Well, I'm asking for a new arm this year and some peace and quiet. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? Some peace and quiet to sit down and have a snooze after my turkey dinner on Christmas Day. But, boys and girls, as we look at this gift, God sent Jesus into this world to be the best gift that we could possibly ever imagine. Better than the Nintendo Switch, better than the crochet sets, better than all of the chocolate that you could ever eat under the sun. Okay? Jesus came as the perfect gift, but not as a king with lots of money. But if we open up this gift, I'm only joking, it's not Laura's Christmas present, but it came as a tiny little baby in a manger. Mary and Joseph traveled all the way to Bethlehem to give birth to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This baby wasn't born with a crown on his head. This baby was born in a dirty stable, surrounded by donkeys and oxen, surrounded by cows and sheep, and strange people coming from far off lands, and shepherds, the lowliest of lowly people, coming to sit down by the manger and go, wow, this is the one that for hundreds and hundreds of years people have been talking about. This is the King of Kings, the Savior of the world. Now, I'm sure a couple of people went, a baby? A tiny little baby? How's he going to show that he's powerful? How's he going to show that he's going to rule the nations? But Jesus came to show us all about love. This tiny little baby came into this world to show us the true meaning of love at Christmas time. You see, during our holiday Bible club this year, we learned about Jesus coming into the world to be the light of the world. And this is a little gift that I got. I'm quite excited about this. This is a Lumi light. Anybody ever heard of a Lumi light before? You place it on your head like this. Oh, God, I can't get it on because of one wing, okay? But you place it on your head, and I take my dog Birdie out for a walk at nighttime, and look how bright this torch is whenever I turn it on. Ooh, it's very bright. Now all the men in here are going, I want one of those for Christmas, okay? This is a Lumi light, and look how bright it is. And this torch just doesn't light up a little corner of a room, but instead it lights up the whole room. And Jesus, this King of Kings, this tiny little baby, came into this world as the light of the world. Better than any earthly king could ever do. As light of the world, he came to bring hope. He came to bring joy. He came to bring peace, and he came to bring love. And this year, boys and girls, this year, mommies and daddies, grannies and grandads, and all of you here, Jesus wants to draw near to you this Christmas time. Jesus wants to be King of Kings in your life. You see, there's no point just picking up your Bible and reading some verses, maybe once every Christmas time. But Jesus wants you to be the King over everything in your life. We need to place him first, before all of the presents, before all of the turkey, before all of the chocolate and the advent calendars that you probably opened this morning. Jesus wants you to place him as King of Kings in your life. Because this tiny little baby came into the world that one day he would grow up to be a man. That one day he would go and he would heal people. He would tell people about his Father in heaven, that one day we could all be with him. But unfortunately, boys and girls, there's a thing called sin in our lives. And that separates us from the love that God has to give us. And sin is anything that we say, anything that we think, anything that we do that goes against what God wants for our lives. Things that we do wrong. So God had to send Jesus, this King of Kings, into the world to be our rescuer, the one who would save us from our sins. John the Baptist said, "Here comes the Lamb of God who will take away the sins of the world." And all of us, boys and girls, need to make a decision. And maybe today, moms and dads and everybody in here, maybe we all need to really think about Christmas time, to place Jesus first and to say yes to Jesus. Maybe it's for the very first time that you're saying yes this morning. But to say, Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Help me to follow you all the days of my life. And help me to place you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings in my life. I think we could all learn a lot from the Nativity this morning. From what the boys and girls shared with us, from what the teens reflected on this morning, are you ready to give your life over to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords today? I'll leave that question with you. Let us pray together. God, we thank you for the time we have spent this morning reflecting on your great message of great joy, of hope, of peace, of love. We thank you for sending Jesus into this world to be our rescuer, the one who would save us from our sins, the one who would free us from the bondage of sin. so that we can have eternal life and one day spend the rest of our lives in heaven with you. God, we thank you for all of our church family here in Bangor Parish. We thank you that there's so much love for each other, and we pray, Lord, that at this Christmas time, that we may share that love outside these four walls. Share it with our family, with our friends, those people that we work with, the people that are in school this week. God, may we share this message with them. May we go out and be shining bright lights for you, because you are the light of the world, the King of kings and Lord of lords. So Jesus, bless us now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.